WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, it's been fun. Sitting in bed, eating chocolates, watching the impeachment, and the last day of questions was really fun. No, I mean it. I'm a political junkie and a chocolate junkie, so this was very interesting, and it got much more interesting when Bolton's book came up. That nailed deranged Donnie for doing just what the impeachment said he did, attempt to bribe, hold up military help for the announcement of an investigation against his opponent, Joe Biden. That's it. Game, set, match. You'd think that, right? No. The White House had the book for months and didn't even tell their pal Mitch, who is pissed, I guess. And now they want to stop it from being published, and they still won't let Bolton testify. What? Just bring the witnesses. See, this is a trial, folks. In a trial, there are witnesses. The House's job is to investigate, that's separate, and then the Senate's job is to try in a trial. That's like easy to understand, right? No. Meanwhile, I can really get bitchy about some of the president's team, but I'll try not to. Oh, never mind. They all look like gangsters with bad hair and dye jobs, and those are just the guys. The women, ooh, never mind. The House managers are really impressive, especially Adam Schiff. I love him. I admit it, I do. Hakeem Jeffries and Val Denning are great. And in the question part, Ms. Lofgren is really good. She's like your mother, you know, telling you what's real and true and then says, that's it. It's just simple. The scary part is all the bad stuff deranged Donnie did will come out in books and other things. John Bolton ain't going away, folks. He's a mean guy, but now he's our mean guy. That is America's. He's a private citizen. He has free speech. He can do whatever he wants. The longer the Repubs wait to try and delay things, that's going to make it happen closer to the election. So deranged Donnie is doomed either way, I hope. This is good TV, but boy, I wish it was in another country.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.